from the foothills of Lukenya, in Kenya, in the continent of Africa, we look at Africa and her future. We sometimes agonize because we were victimized through slavery. We sometimes agonize because we were victimized through colonization. We sometimes agonize because we are victimized by neo-colonization. But agony cannot continue forever. Organization is what is going to embolden us. So our young men and women, born and yet to be born, must be asking, what does the future hold? Now that God has given us the opportunity to look into the future and to see what it is, what do we expect Africa to be? I remember so very fondly, in the 1950s and 1960s, our founding fathers said, we want an Africa that is free. We want an Africa that is capable of taking care of ourselves. And we want an Africa that will be respected in the world. You know, at a personal level, we must also have our own positions. What do we expect of our people? And as I sit here under the foothills of Lukenya, I look to Africa. I look to her from Cape to Cairo. I look to her from Addis Ababa to Dakar. I look to her from Kinshasa to Tunis in Tunisia. And I ask myself, what are the promises that she makes to her sons and daughters? I look forward to an Africa whose resource, the greatest resource of Africa, is the human resource. I look to an Africa where her young men and women will be engaged in activities that will transform her dramatically. Transform her in agriculture so that Africa will be able to produce the food that she consumes. I look to an Africa whose young men and women will be engaged in different institutions of learning, and they will be acquiring education that is appropriate for the development of the continent of Africa. I look to an Africa where our schools, whether it's Fura Bay in Sierra Leone, whether it is the University of Nsukka in Nigeria, or Legon in Ghana, or Nairobi in Kenya, or Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, or indeed Lusaka in Zambia, that the education that shall be given to her people will be an education that empowers them, that prepares them to interact with the rest of the world from a position of strength. I look to an Africa whose culture shall be given pride of place, whose films, whether they are recorded in Nigeria or in Nairobi, Kenya, or in Botswana or Nouakchott in Mauritania, or indeed in Kinshasa, will be movies that speak to the culture of Africa. I look to an Africa whose resources shall be used for the benefit of the people of the continent of Africa, even as she trades with the rest of the world. I look to an Africa which shall have nuclear plants powered by the uranium to be found in Africa. I look to an Africa whose water resources shall be used, whether it's the Inga Dam or Kainji, will be used to generate electricity that shall power Africa, and all young Africans shall be able to see using power that is generated not only from water but from solar and from wind. I look to that Africa, but I look to another Africa. An Africa that will be trading amongst her people, an Africa whose people shall be moving without visas. I look to that Africa. I look to an Africa where I will wake up one morning in Windhoek in Namibia, and I travel to Maputo in Mozambique, and to Lilongwe in Malawi, and to Bangui in Central African Republic, and nobody asks me about a passport. I look forward to that Africa. I look to an Africa where there will be one currency, where I'll be moving with one currency from Khartoum in Sudan to Marrakesh in Morocco, to Ouagadougou in Burkina Faso, and to Niamey in the Niger, using only one currency. I look forward to that Africa. I look forward to yet another Africa. An Africa where there will be many languages, as they ought to be celebrated, but one lingua franca. And that lingua franca we have already chosen, Kiswahili. I look forward to the day when Africa goes to the International Assembly. They shall no longer be speaking in foreign tongues. They'll speak in those tongues when they want to, but their medium of communication shall be the Kiswahili language. I look forward to that day, because that day is what is going to energize Africa in a totally different way. I look forward to an Africa where all these countries that have different embassies in the world will collapse them into a single embassy, so that if I have an African embassy in Moscow, in the Federation of Russia, or in Beijing in China, it will be an African embassy with different desks. I look forward to that day. I look forward to the day when no young African shall run away from the civil wars of Africa. I look forward to an Africa where the guns will be silent, an Africa where there'll be no war in Cameroon, an Africa where there'll be no war in Eastern Congo, an Africa where there'll be no war in Bangui, an Africa where the guns will have gone silent, an Africa where there'll be freedom of movement, an Africa where there'll be no refugees. I look forward to an Africa where all the refugee camps will have been closed, where Africans will move within the continent of Africa without fear. I look to an Africa where our systems of governance will have changed. We'll no longer be using systems of governance that were inherited from our colonizers. I look forward to that Africa. I look forward to yet another Africa, an Africa which will embrace technology, an Africa which will interact with technology that is developed in Africa through the assistance of friends of goodwill. I look to an Africa which shall no longer be bound by the chains of the past, but an Africa that will be liberated by the winds of the future. So that when the world talks about artificial intelligence, we are not only consumers of that artificial intelligence, but we are the creators of artificial intelligence, and that we can interact with humanity in a manner that is positive. I look forward to an Africa where there is a single government, whether that government is located in Addis Ababa or Ethiopia or Bangui in Central African Republic, but an Africa whose policy and laws are governed from one source. I look forward to an Africa where the laws that we deploy to govern our affairs will be laws that are made for our benefit, laws that are made to guide our affairs, whether it is in the area of agriculture, whether it's in the area of health. I look forward to a healthy Africa where we are not victimized by Ebola, where we are not victimized by diseases which we cannot control. I look forward to an Africa which can make its medicine, an Africa whose pharmaceutical industries are alive and well, an Africa that uses our herbs, uses our flora, and uses our resources for the purpose of creating medicine that can be shared with the rest of the world. I look forward to that Africa. I look forward to an Africa where there is presence in the space age, so that she can compete with the world. I look forward to an Africa that is in control of our communication, so that we are not reliant on foreign communication systems. I look forward to an Africa whose relationship with the world is from a standpoint of mutual respect. I look forward to an Africa that is strong. I look forward to an Africa that has an army to defend herself, not little armies, but an army to defend herself, an army that will only want to guarantee peace, an army that is not going to provoke war, an army that exists for defense only, an army that interacts with the rest of the world from a position of mutual respect. I look forward to that Africa. I look forward to an Africa whose young men and women have role models who are modeled around Pan-Africanism. I look forward to an Africa which will respect Africans in the diaspora, whether they are in Australia, whether they are in Caribbean, whether they are in the United States of America, whether they are in Brazil. I look forward to all children of Africa, wherever they are, and they may remain there. but they have a spiritual interconnectedness with the continent of Africa, where they do not need visas to come into the continent of Africa. I look forward to the spirit of Pan-Africanism, and Pan-Africanism not only for romantic and sentimental reasons, but Pan-Africanism that says that we are going to use our human resources. We are going to use our intellectual firepower. We are going to use whatever we have, whatever nature has given us, for the sake and for the purpose of ensuring that Africa is standing tall amongst nations. I look forward to the regeneration of Africa, so that the things that she lost can be regained. I look forward to an Africa which embraces technology that will ensure that we grapple with modern day issues such as climate change. I look forward to the day when the continent of Africa will regenerate her desert so they shall become equatorial forests. It can be done. But most of all, I look forward to a generation of young Africans who, while investing in the present, are capable of saying with confidence that they can look to the future, and that future is promising. And that is why I have great faith in the saying of the Chewa of Malawi, that more important to us than our children are our children's children. That is why I find great wisdom in the words of Nigeria's Chinua Achebe when he poses the question, where are the young suckers that will grow when the old banana dies? I want us to nurture those young suckers that they can go into the world in the knowledge that being African is being a human being, respected and capable of achieving like all in the world. I look forward to an Africa that gives meaning to the many declarations that she has made over the years. And she has made many from the 1950s. She has promised herself through our institutions, specifically through Africa Agenda 2063, that she wants to be a great player in the world. I look forward to an Africa that will give practical meaning to those promises. I look forward to an Africa that is hopeful. An Africa that sees a light, which is the dawn of a new beginning. I look forward to an Africa that is capable of flying, soaring like the eagle. An Africa who, in the words of Ghana's James Eman Kweji Ragri, like the eagle, will soar and be able to fly in the knowledge that he or she, being African, is a creation that is respected and capable of engaging with the world. That African is the African that the world needs, because ultimately we are all part of one creation, and the strength of Africa is the strength of the world. Let us go forward in the knowledge that Africa has great promises. But we must remind ourselves that promising alone is not sufficient. We must roll up our sleeves and work, because work we must, because history has demonstrated not once, not twice, that those who seek never fail to find, even though difficulties may exist. It is in pursuing those difficult tasks that Africa will be great again. Great Africa, the world awaits you. The continent of Africa is the cradle of mankind. It gladdens my heart when I say goodbye in the knowledge that the mother continent will be well again. See you another time.